PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Does this drive you up a wall the same way it does with our girl Breezy? If so, hit us up. We'd love to hear from you. 585-252-9800. And the question that we're asking is,
what is it with political signs in the front yard, and why do people think it's necessary? Because yesterday I was driving in the countryside of Webster.
Yeah.
And every lawn was...
Where life is worth living.
Fully. Every lawn was littered with political lawn signs. And there was one house specifically that I counted 15 signs just in their lawn.
Those are their Halloween decorations?
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, what's happening here?
Overkill, is it not?
I'm like, we got it. We understand your side. Like, we get it. You don't have to literally rattle off every single person that's running for the Democrat side or the Republican side. We got it with the one, you know? And I don't know why I just became increasingly angry about political yard signs, because in my opinion, I just don't think... I don't get the point of them, because I'm not going to be driving down the road in Webster and see a sign for either party and be like, you know what? I think I'm going to change my mind.
Yeah, well, you know, with the presidential election creeping up on us in the next few weeks, you never know. Someone might see that sign and be like, you know, I'm voting Trump. I don't care who you vote for or which side you're on. No matter what party you're trying to flaunt, those signs are an eyesore. And I personally believe they're a massive target for some crazy person who doesn't agree with you to just go take a rock to your window.
Putting a sign, a political sign, in your front yard is reckless in my opinion. It's reckless behavior. It is, because you know what? You're right, Moose. There's so many crazy people out there on either side that you open yourself up to the victim of a hate crime if you put that in your front yard. And, you know, maybe I'm in the wrong. Maybe I'm the one who's crazy for having this take, but I think it's true. Like, yes, you're allowed to state your political opinion,
sure,
however and whenever you please, but that's what Facebook is for. Like, aren't we doing that enough on the internet? Why do you need to put it in your front yard? Like, I just, now people know where you live. Now they know what side you're on. And what is stopping some unhinged lunatic from knocking on your door and giving you a piece of their mind and being like,
nothing,
I disagree with you.
Well, you have to understand, though, the people that are putting up those signs welcome that.
They want the conflict.
I don't know how many of you actually saw that viral video on social media last week. This guy had a Trump sign in his yard, and this dude and his wife was taping it. Husband was so upset, took his pickup, started going in the front yard, running over the signs.
Took his pickup truck?
Yeah. And this guy clearly was waiting for someone like him, because he had 2x4s with nails coming out of it, gave the guy a flat tire. I mean, it was just one thing after the other. And he got even more upset at the dude who had the Trump signs in his yard. I was like, well, you know what?
That was on you.
You shouldn't be, but it goes back to what you're saying. There's crazy people out there like this that want to give you a piece of their mind, because they don't agree with you.
And correct.
You're not going to. People know politics, of course. But the problem is today is nobody can have a cordial conversation with logic behind it.
Right.
Everybody just goes straight to hate.
And I think it's dividing us even further. Listen, everyone is entitled to their opinion. I don't really care either way. And I know people don't back me for saying that. How can you not care? How can you, as a member of the LGBT community, not care? It's like, I can't change someone's opinion, regardless of what they believe in politics, in life, in morals. You know, like, that's just not, I'm not out here to do that. Like,
well,
you as one person is not going to change it. I guess I just don't really, going back to the political signs of it all in the front yard, I don't see the point of it. I know it's mostly for you, I guess, but like, people passing by, they're getting nothing out of it.
I enjoy it. I'm like, oh, look at that. That guy in Penfield the other day, I was driving by and was like, I'm voting for the criminal. Huge sign in his front yard. American flags were waving high. Like, look at this. And I found amusement out of it. My first reaction was, I'm going to go set this guy's house on fire. No, because there's people like this everywhere. Troy is texting in right now. He says, what's up, guys? Just so you know, it also serves to make sure people who aren't as aware of the lower stuff on the ballot potentially think about it before they go to vote. So if you're not talking, he's referring to locally.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Sherry says, my neighbor put up a Trump sign just to piss off the HOA and the rest of the neighbors. And the signs are somewhat obnoxious. I will agree with that.
I just think they're too much. I think I just don't see who it's serving. I guess getting the buzz out for whoever candidate you're voting for, sure.
Yeah.
But the overkill of the 15 signs yesterday, I was like, okay, like, we got it. Now you're just putting holes in the ground. It's too much.
I think the most entertaining thing about this whole entire thing is that when the candidate loses, and then they have to go take those signs down in their front yard, it's the walk of shame.
It's the walk of shame. It really, really is.
I had a neighbor that had a huge 2020 Trump banner just hanging on his window. And we all watched as he had to go take that down. He was pissed.
Yeah, that's a tough
one. Listen, everybody, you can vote for whoever you want to vote for. But as far as the signs, I guess the question we were asking was, how many of you, obviously you take pride in who you're going to vote for, but does anybody ever get nervous from that crazy person who disagrees with your political views? Because God knows they're out there. So just, you know, be mindful of that.
There are so many unhinged people, so let's just be aware of all of that. And think twice before you order 17 of the same sign. We got it. We got it the first time.
Now let me ask you, are you going to go vote?
Of course I'm going to go vote. Everybody has to go vote. And if you want to share that or not, whether that's on Facebook or in your front yard, that is your prerogative. I just think it's reckless behavior. There, I said it.
Okay. All right. Well, now you know. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy.
Is online dating out of control?
Out of control.
I would say most likely yes.
Our intern Hannah's shaking her head. Yes, absolutely. Good.
You're the person we'd love to talk to on this. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 50 for the high. But guys, the sun is peaking. We love to see it. The thing with online dating, too, right now is that haven't been on the apps in quite a few years. My buddies are on it, but now they're paying a large sum of money to just use stupid features to try to find the love of their life.
I was chatting with my friend yesterday, and the premium for Hinge is $60 a month. $60 a month is not cheap.
What are you getting for that?
So with the $60 a month, you can customize the person that you want to be matched with down to height, eye color, shoe size, profession,
religion,
if they want babies, if they smoke, like you can cater to those filters.
Now, I remember back in the day using those dating apps, you had basic filters like, hey, what are you looking for? Well, as far as religion, height, if they want kids, blah, blah, blah. But now people are paying so much money. $60 a month is stupid. And you're basically just doing it so you can get all of the filters down to shoe size.
It's because they know that society is extremely picky.
Yeah, they are. Now, going back to my friends who are on five of these apps, I don't know how they focus during the day because it is a distraction when you're on these dating apps. And the thing that makes it a distraction is having all of these stupid surface level conversations with people. How was your day? Are you having a good day? Yes, I'm having a good day. How's your day? Pretty good. What do you like to do for fun when you're not working? Ugh.
No, I'll puke.
Ugh. Okay, Hannah, can you come over here? I got to talk to our intern real quick. So you're a 21-year-old college student. Are you currently on the dating apps?
And I saw that we were talking about this today, and I unpaused my Hinge account.
Wow.
Oh my God. Commit to the bit, Hannah.
Commit to the bit. I had them for a while. I got so distracted by them. And then being the friend that has Hinge, everyone wants to be your account. Mm-hmm. So I paused it, but I'm back on now.
Oh, you are back on.
Get your phone. Do you have it?
I want to play.
I want to play.
No, yeah, give me your phone.
But you're not paying, obviously. You're a broke college student. There's no way.
I'll look at Jordan. He thinks because he has a default pick with him and his Grammys that's an automatic swipe right. And it's not. Swipe light.
You're obsessed with your grandma, and it shows.
So let's look at this guy. He's posing with a rock. I don't know. Like, he's a game designer. Okay.
Go to like his prompts. Go to his like, what's my ideal date? And like,
Oh, he's got his own podcast, Breezy.
Ooh, not him being stiff competition with us.
I don't know. How do you use this? How do you?
Do you want to like message him?
No, I don't want to message him. Is this a guy that you think you'd be interested
in?
No. Oh, it's not.
No. We're going to swipe left on that.
We're going to swipe left. Yeah.
Okay. So once you go. Okay. So that's how you swipe left. Any of these three guys in the photo interest you?
Oh, I hate when they do
that. Okay, yeah, what is that?
By the way, one of them liked your photo.
Ooh, T. Yeah. We don't know which one, but it's one of them did. I hate when people put a group photo as their profile picture on a dating app. What am I playing guess who? What are we doing here?
So you guys probably don't know this about me, but when I was in LA, I had a side hustle and I would help guys. I would get paid to help them put their profiles together.
Okay, Hitch. Will Smith.
I made like $1,200 in like 2 months. You know, it was cool side money. But
were you single at the time?
Yeah, I was dating.
How can you, as someone who's single, be like, hey, this is what you need to do?
Because I was going on so many dates and they wouldn't even.
Right.
They would get zero messages. So I'm like, here's what you got to do. I said, first of all, look at your default pic. It's a picture of your back looking at a mountain. I said, nobody knows what you look like. I said, you have 3 seconds to gain her attention.
How
is this what you want?
How much were you charging?
Oh,
$200 an hour.
To work on their profile?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I was like, it's going to be $200 and I'll tell you what you can and can't do right. And I'll tell you what.
Sounds like a Ponzi scheme.
I put my money where my mouth is because this guy, Dan, that I was helping out, I helped him out. I put it together for him. He went on 4 dates that 1 week alone where he was on it for 2 months and got nothing. So you tell me.
You're literally Ryan Gosling in Crazy Stupid Love.
Well, I'm just saying a lot of these dating apps now are got to be exhausting. How many dates have you been on, Hannah?
One.
You've been on one date.
Go back over there. What happened?
All right,
we don't have a mic for you, so we're all sharing.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about online dating and how uncontrolled it's gotten. And our intern Hannah here,
out of control, yes,
is on Hinge. So tell us about your first Hinge date, okay?
Okay, it was a disaster. We went out one time. Yep. Actually, no, I lied. We went out like 2 times. It was very chill. We went to a restaurant. He seemed nice. I didn't think it was going anywhere.
He was 50.
Yeah, it was weird. So I didn't want to ghost him. I'm not a ghoster typically. So
sure.
I talked to him and I was like, you know, this has been fun, but I think we should not do this anymore.
Right.
And it turned into like him hysterical on the phone.
No.
He loves me. Yeah. He said something to me that I will never forget. He said, Hannah, if you asked me to move a mountain, I'd ask you for tools. Poet. I almost changed my mind right there.
Oh. What kind of tools? Like, no, what tools do you use to move
questions.
A mountain?
Maybe
a jackhammer?
Yeah. maybe we should get him on the show, too.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The
that's
content
wild.
Is fire.
I don't know how people do it. I don't know how people go on these apps and do 6 at the same time. It's wild to me.
How can you focus on your day-to-day? And not to mention you're paying premiums for all of them, not you spending $500 a month on just dating apps.
Yeah, it's so distracting. It's so distracting. But I think, again, that's why so many people today are like, well, I want to meet someone organically.
Right.
Okay, what does that look like? Well, out in public. And that's fine. But at the end of the day, whether you meet them online or out in public, you still have to put the work in to get to know them.
Right. The last 2 people I dated, seriously, I just met through other people. And everyone's so weird about it. They're like, I want to meet someone organically. Like, it doesn't matter how you meet them. Like, you don't get a medal for meeting someone out in the wild.
No, you just make up your own story. That's what I did.
Right.
Because when I met my girlfriend on Bumble years back, all of her friends be like, how did you guys meet? And I told them, we went out camping together. I was starting a fire. All of a sudden, it exploded. And that
like, there's some holes in the store. You don't even know how to light a fire.
So. She was a nurse, and she bandaged me up, and that's how we kind of got together. So
she's like, I literally am an assistant manager at a doctor's office. Like, what? I can't. It's too much.
She actually cleaned apartments. So. We could be further from the truth.
98PXY, the number one hit music station.
My mornings. Welcome back to the show. It's Moose and Breezy. The question being asked this morning from a mother by the name of Irene is, do people really care if a child dresses up as Pocahontas for Halloween? Would you be offended? Irene was gracious enough to come on the air with us this morning, so let me get her up. Hi, Irene. Good morning. Share with us what's up.
Yeah, I was calling. I have a small dilemma. I say small because there are, like, bigger issues going on in the world aside from my daughter's Halloween costume.
Yeah. Sure.
But I still don't know what to do. So, essentially, my 7-year-old wants to be Pocahontas for Halloween.
Okay.
Her favorite Disney character. She watches the movie all the time. And I only feel iffy about it because it seems to be, like, a trigger point for so many people right now.
Mm.
So, like, my husband's father is a huge football fan of the Washington Redskins, and he got so upset when they changed their name to, I don't know, I think it's like the Commanders or something.
Yeah.
I don't remember. But essentially, I'm worried that a 7-year-old can get canceled.
Oh. I don't know. Can a 7-year-old today get canceled?
I mean, maybe they're not going to get canceled in this moment, but, I mean, if that comes out in 15 years.
Oh, that's true.
They could definitely get canceled.
Because
that's what's happening right now. That's what's happening, right? These 25, 30-year-olds, they're launching their careers, and people are going back and looking at pictures of them and like, you dressed up as an Indian when you were 7. You're racist. It's like, I don't know if that's exactly the truth.
It's scary because that's the world we live in.
It is.
And
it really is.
I don't know. I mean, I would reach out to her teacher if you get the opportunity.
Yeah, I actually did that. So I sent her teacher an email and asked what her thoughts were. And basically, we're like, hey, if my daughter wears this Pocahontas outfit into class, like, is it crossing a line? Like,
some
people are okay with it. Others might be super offended.
Sure.
And she was really sweet, but she basically was like, you know, she's an educator. And she essentially said, like, looking out for the well-being of her students, she was like, I honestly think you shouldn't. Like,
really?
So
she's, your teacher said, your daughter's teacher said it's probably a no-go.
Yeah, she just said it probably wouldn't go well, essentially.
I see.
And if it didn't go well, like, my daughter would be the victim of it. So anyway, I had to tell her this, and she had a meltdown.
Did she understand what any of it meant?
I mean, probably not.
Right.
And it's not like I want to explain this to a 7-year-old.
Cancel culture to a 7-year-old.
Well, what's the reasoning you gave her that she can't wear the costume?
I basically just said, like, her teacher didn't like the costume and tried to frame it in such a way that it was like, you know, there's other princesses, like, there's other options. I just don't think this will be the best one. But it's so hard because it's like, how do you explain this to a 7-year-old in a way that they're going to comprehend?
You don't.
I don't know.
Yeah. You literally don't. Because you know what? When you're 7 years old, you're living life blissfully, happily, and you have no worries, essentially.
Right. And
then,
you have no concept of why this would be a problem.
And you get to 20, 30 years old, and reality slaps you in the face, and everyone has a problem with everything, and it's like, wait, I just, like, really loved Pocahontas. Like, it's just so insane, if you ask me. But,
does anyone really care?
Honestly, why I'm calling. I'm just trying to get a gauge on, like, does anyone actually care? Does anyone actually have a problem with a non-Native American 7-year-old dressing up as Pocahontas for Halloween?
Yeah.
Like, is that actually a problem?
I you know what? Today's day and age, probably. But 585-252-9800, I'd love to hear from our listeners on this. If you would go against the words of the teacher and just dress your daughter up as Pocahontas anyways. Send her off to school. But you don't want to put her in a spot either.
Right. And I'll go back to what I said earlier. Like, maybe it's not going to be a problem today or tomorrow, but will it be a problem in 10 years? Will cancel culture only ramp up from what it is right now, which is, I believe, at an all-time high? And then what, your daughter's not getting her first you know, entry-level position out of college because she dressed up as Pocahontas when she was 7. Give me a break.
Well, who knows where social media is going to be in 15 years from now. You know what? Did you reason with her? Be like, hey, you can't wear it to school, but you're more than welcome to wear it trick-or-treating. Did you tell her that?
Yeah, I did say that.
Okay.
But school was, like, you know, the important Halloween party.
Of course.
I didn't know they're even still doing those.
And then you could also let her do it, but you better pray to God you don't take any pictures. They don't surface.
Yeah, which is just such a silly thing to have to worry about anyway.
No, she's 7. I think she'll be okay, but I don't know. This is very interesting. I'm glad that you called up because I'm sure there might be other parents that are facing the same issue you're going through right now. So thank you so much. I appreciate the call, Irene.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, let's get to some of our listeners' text messages and calls, 585-252-9800. Thanks, Irene. Have a good Halloween.
Thanks, guys. You too. Bye.
Bye. People are all kind of fired up this morning on this, and I understand why.
It's definitely hitting a nerve.
Let's go to the phones real quick. Good morning, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, this is Paula.
Hi. Hi, Paula.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
Good. Thanks for calling in. What do you think?
Of course, I'm amazing. I wouldn't do it. I know she's 7. I would only do it if she's going to a private party with family and friends.
Okay.
And there are no pictures taken. I wouldn't do it only because it's just kind of, it's like a slap in the face of the indigenous community. And the storyline that Disney presented with Pocahontas is not the real story of her.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a tragic, sad story.
Sure.
I just wouldn't exploit my child in that manner. And I know that she's a child and she should be protected from social media and all these attackers, but we know how they are. We know how social media is. I just wouldn't do it unless she's going to a family party. I just wouldn't do it.
Don't you think it's sad that this is the world we live in, though?
Oh, it's very sad. It's also sad that Disney made this movie, but that's a whole different topic.
Right, right.
I always feel like kids should be off limits with stuff like this. Like, they don't know. And she's 7. You're not going to tell her the true story of Pocahontas at this age. Let kids be kids, but people would, like, go in on the mother. Like, why would her mother let her do this?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want your child all over social media. It's just wrong,
right.
But people don't have the same respect and morals as they did back in the day.
No, they do not.
No, that's a great take. Paula, thank you so much for the call.
This is really, really something. You can tell her it's based off a real person and it's a sad story. Ultimately, this person says this teacher is wrong. This is insane. There is no victim. The girl is 7. She cannot get canceled. Let her wear what she wants. Stop stealing joy from children. Let them be little. Nobody cares if they look a certain way. Give kids a moment to breathe. Yeah, you can give kids a moment to breathe. I'm just looking at the repercussions 15 years down the line because that's what we see so much these days.
Let's go to the phones. PXY, what's your name?
My name's Dan.
Dan, welcome to the show, buddy. What's your thoughts?
This is just insanity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why do we keep teaching kids race? Like, that's a problem with the world. Like, my daughter's white as snow, and she wants to be Doc McStuffins. But she can't be Doc McStuffins because of cancel culture.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know the difference in color.
Sure.
What is that? I've never heard.
Yeah, I don't know what that is exactly.
I've never heard of that. Doc what? McStuffin?
Doc McStuffins.
What is that?
It's a cartoon.
Okay.
And here we are. People have to teach little kids about race. They don't know color.
No, right. Of course. Yeah. No, I know.
Yeah, you know, I think it's honestly, it's tainting children, but that's my opinion.
But that's just my thought. I mean, it's crazy that kids can't be kids today.
Well, are you going to let your daughter dress up in that costume or no?
Yeah, so she has the costume. Obviously, she's not going to change the color of her skin.
Right,
but,
right,
of course.
I mean, if somebody has a problem with it, that's their problem. She doesn't know.
Yeah,
sure.
I gotcha. Dan, thanks for the call, buddy.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Dan.
It.
Yep. This is actually a really good point, too. What about Moana? Like, okay, let's take Pocahontas away from the whole situation because that's a little touchy with just the way the story was told from Disney back in the 90s. Moana's a, you know, Pacific Islander surfer, whatever she is. I'm not super familiar with the. All I know is that she's very cultured.
Yeah,
that's what the whole movie's about.
So this morning, before we went on to do this segment, I looked up the 15 most offensive Halloween costumes for 2024, and that was on the list. And plus COVID-19. I'm like, oh, God. okay. It's like, whatever. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Irene, thank you for weighing in this morning and all you guys. I know this
People are really ramped and ready for this one.
I know. It's crazy. And it's the world we live in, unfortunately. But everybody is just trying to tiptoe around everybody else's
feelings. I literally
can't
stop these texts from coming in.
We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose in Breezy Breeze.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.